Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, somebody wrote in and asked about finding a system that works for them. They can scalp on the 1 hour successfully. However, due to a job, they need to find something on the daily or weekly. What should they do?
Yeah, well, typically, not always, but typically, if you have a pretty simple system, it should work, on the higher time frames. I don't know exactly what kind of, unless this trader is using some sort of like order flow thing or something like that, which is kind of, you know, just looking at small little movements. If it's a technical system, in theory, it should work on the higher time frame. So if you're trading like a pullback to a moving average or something like that, that's kind of popular with the scalping group, I would do that. The key is going to be to test it. So I would recommend that you go to the daily and just test it in Forex Tester or whatever sort of thing you use to test, and then see if it works. Now, alternatively, you know, you could trade something completely different. Like, I don't know, if you're scalping and it's working pretty good on the 1 hour, and you, for whatever reason, you think it might not work on the daily, or you don't want to trade the same thing on the daily, what you might do is just find something that makes sense to you. So, like, if you like following the trend, you know, you could wait for the market to trend and then print a box and then use like the last kiss strategy where the market comes back to the box and bounces off the box and then it goes in the direction of the trend again. Or you could use a trendy kangaroo tail where the market prints a trendy kangaroo tail after a little bit of a consolidation and then it continues in the direction of the trend. If you like counter trend strategies, you could go with double tops or double bottoms. The whammy and the moolah are the ones that I've used, which are basically double tops and double bottoms, special case situations of those. If you want to, you know, trade those turning points, if you're more of a swing trader. So anything like that should work. I mean, it's really going to depend on what makes sense to you. So most traders like to find those reversals. And so in that case, the whammy or the moolah, double top, double bottom might be better. But some traders are content going with the trend. And in that case, you might want to use a last kiss strategy or a trendy kangaroo tail or something like that. In the Naked Forex book, we a lot of those examples are daily charts, not all of them, but certainly those would be, that's kind of where I would start, I guess. I don't really know anything else. If you don't want to buy the book, which is totally cool, you can go to my YouTube channel. There's lots of videos there. Look for Naked Forex at YouTube, and plenty of strategies all in those videos too that can help. So hopefully that makes sense. The real sort of underlying question here, I believe, is like reading between the lines, I think this trader is kind of really comfortable trading the 1 hour charts and is probably not as comfortable trading a chart where it takes a long time to, you know, get a result, like on the daily or the weekly. And so part of this is going to probably be just adjusting your expectations. The good thing about trading the lower time frames, as we know, as Adam Hartley in the forum has highlighted so many times, you get really quick feedback when you're trading the lower time frame. And so that kind of allows you to work on your psychology because you're confronted with it immediately. And that doesn't necessarily happen when you're trading the daily or the weekly. The flip side of that is when you trade the daily or the weekly, you learn patience. And you don't necessarily have to learn that patience when you're trading the lower time frame. So, you know, there's pros and cons either way. I would just say, make sure that when you do start trading the higher time frames, you understand the value of allowing that trade room to unfold. And if you do any sort of testing, you'll see that. You'll definitely see that. You'll definitely see it does not pay a lot of times when you're trading higher time frames to make hasty decisions. So a lot of times you just kind of have to set back and get yourself out of the way. So hopefully that makes sense and hopefully that helps.
Yeah, I think it will. Thanks, Walter.